to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
CBS News Brief. Some Republicans are urging President Biden to authorize direct strikes on Iran in response to the drone attack that killed three U.S. service members in Jordan. Washington Democrat Pramila Jayapal against it.
This is exactly what some of those individuals in the Middle East want, is for the United States to respond so that we can be pulled into a wider war.
Officials say the drone was Iranian-made. Qatar has presented Hamas with a multinational proposal for a six-week pause in the war in Gaza. Secretary of State Blinken.
The proposal is a strong one and a compelling one that offers some hope that we can get back to this process.
Illinois' elections board expected to vote today on whether to prevent people from choosing Donald Trump in the state primary. Northwestern law professor Martin Reddish.
I find it difficult to believe that the U.S. Supreme Court will allow states to remove him from the ballot.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm the PA voice you hear at hockey games here for WisCountry 105.5 WIRI to keep you fresh for your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings with some hockeyology. For example, sweater,
a hockey jersey,
apple,
an assist,
celly,
celebration following a goal,
and hoser,
a trash talk term for loser.
Support your River Kings as they build hockey up and down the river.
A little light freezing drizzle, maybe a few flurries this morning, and then mostly cloudy all day. We'll get to 37 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, gradual clearing down to 26. Tomorrow will be better if you like the sunshine. Partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high near 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Good morning from the WIRI's Sunrise Show. It's time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. And we want to send a shout out to our sponsors of the Sunrise Show from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go ahead and kick off your day with our friends over there at 250 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Stop on by, say hi from us here at WIRI. Let them know the Sunrise Show wishes them a good day. We are wishing you a great one. We got good stuff lined up for you, everybody. Going to get into a little bit of country music news. Got some requests lined up for you. Some random facts about one of the first songs we got lined up for you today. And we'll take your phone call, 715-423-1055. Call up and join the conversation. First up, want to let you know about this great contest we got going on now and right up until Valentine's Day. Over at WFHR, we're looking for your love stories. We want to know your origin of how you and your significant other or you and your partner met. You know, the better, the more lovey-dovey, the better. Let's be honest. We want just go ahead and hit us up with all your great love stuff. I'm a foolish romantic. I love those kind of things. Go ahead and go to our WFHR Facebook page and type up those and get them to us. Or you can go ahead and email us, james.maloff@civicmedia.us. You can as well, call up and join the conversation on WFHR when we're talking about that stuff. Here at WIRI, We are celebrating singles. This is another side of things for Valentine's Day. And man, I spent a lot of Valentine's Day singles, being single. And we're kind of looking for, you know, bullets he dodged, really. We're looking for stories of, you know, close chances, you know, things like that, or maybe a bad date, some fun stuff. You know, keep it PG, of course, but we'll have some fun with it. I gave you an example yesterday of a person who I barely knew, did not know her last name, went on, and I'm saying we went on dates like very loosely, like by the strictest of definitions, you would call them a date. And she put me down as her emergency contact. And yeah, that was I would have no problem being somebody's emergency contact, but I would like to know your last name. I feel like that's the least I should know about you, at the very least, to be able to do that kind of story. You go ahead and go to our WIRI Facebook page, or you call up and join the conversation and tell us about these stories. You can call us right now, 423-1055, 715-423-1055. Call up and you'll have a chance to win a great prize from our friends over at Family Natural Foods. I'm looking at it actually right now. It's sitting on Seth's desk. I can see it right from my the studio here. It's a beautiful basket. There's a bunch of great stuff in there. We'll get into more of the details of those items as we get closer. But if you know anything about Family Natural Foods, everything they do, they go all in. And especially when they have a chance to give you something and be a part of things around here. We love working with our friends over at Family Natural Foods. Stop on by and join them at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids when they open their doors at 9. And be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great follow. You will not be disappointed. Especially right now, they got some great videos on their Instagram right now. Go check that out. And be a part of this. We're celebrating singles here at WIRI. Go ahead and get in on that great basket by sharing some of your stories of possible red flags you dodged and things like that. We're going to get into our National Day of Calendar for this January 30th, 2024. God, man, what happened to January? I don't know. Yeah, have a croissant today. It's National Croissant Day. Enjoy a delicious pastry treat from your local bakery. Pair with sweet and savory fillings or just have them plain. I love croissants. I like a little bit of butter, sure, but I like them just plain. And if not that way, sometimes I'll put a little bacon in them and just like a bacon croissant. And ooh, it's good. It's good stuff. Croissants are good. Let's see here. It is National Plan for Vacation Day. Now, I'm afraid I don't know what this whole vacation thing is. I got to look this word up. Let me see. Vacation. Let me sound it out. Plan your vacation. Today is actually a really good day if you are planning on flying and say you're looking to do something for a spring break or, you know, late spring, early summer, something like that. They always tell you to plan these things out 3 to 4 months in advance. As far as plane tickets go, it's going to be a lot cheaper on you. And you're going to feel better, not only from planning this and having something to look forward to, but having, you know, a couple of check marks off of your list. I got to do this. I got to do that. It always feels good to have those. You know, anytime you can put a check mark on some. Do you do this? Do you make lists, but then you'll add things on the list just that are easy? Like, I put my shoes on, but just so you could have things to check off on the list. Like, anybody else, please? Anybody? I'm alone on this one, ain't I? Man, dang it. plan for that vacation today. If you haven't thought about taking a vacation, maybe today's a good day to start thinking of one and planning something out. Encourage you to do so. Especially, I guess, if you're not going to plan your vacation today, well, then just maybe escape today because it's National Escape Day. Get away. Yeah. And sometimes escaping doesn't mean, you know, traveling across the other part of the world or another continent or something like that. It might be plenty of things in your town and your city and your state that you haven't checked out. In the colder months, we don't have as much opportunity for adventure, opportunity to get us out and doing things. So find something to do. Find something to get you out of your, maybe a little bit of your routine and enjoy. Especially right now, we got some decent weather out there. It is National Inane Answering Message Day. Okay. In the digital age, we're all too familiar with the annoyance of insane answering messages. Whether it's a senseless spam call, a meaningless voicemail, or a prank call, these messages can be a nuisance, interrupting our day and wasting our time. But did you know there's a day dedicated to putting an end to these irritating interruptions? Welcome to National Inane Answering Message Day. And it also answers the question of, yes, they have a day for everything. Yes, just in case you were wondering. This should probably wrap that up by now. You should probably know that by now. The day was created by Thomas and Ruth Roy of WellCat.com. Trying to help people with a lot of the spamming and different things that goes on with phone calls. And we wrap up with maybe the most important one out of all of these. We want you to escape. Want you to get away a little bit. Enjoy your day. Plan a vacation. That's important. It's a good idea. Everybody should do that. Everybody deserves a vacation. Enjoy a croissant. But really, today is all about drawing a dinosaur. Yes, it's National Draw a Dinosaur Day. Ah. A whole species of animals that once roamed the earth but have been extinct for many thousands of years represents the mystery of the world that existed prior to humankind. I don't know. So in school, I could draw a turkey because I just put my hand down and they outlined the hand. But outside of that, I can't draw anything. I am a horrible artist. If I tried to draw a stick figure, I guarantee nobody would know what it is. Nobody would know what that is. So I don't think I could draw a dinosaur. But what kind of dinosaur would you draw if you could? Or do you have a favorite dinosaur? I feel like almost everybody has a favorite dinosaur. Just from school, if anything. I'm not saying it's still your favorite, but it was your favorite at school or something like that. Well, call up and let us know, and let us know your song requests. We love getting those from you. 715-423-1055. Call up and join the conversation. This first song we got up is for Annie over in Stevens Point, Boot Scootin' Boogie from Brooks & Dunn. Before he teamed up with Kick Brooks to form Brooks & Dunn, Ronnie Dunn wrote this for the country music group Asleep at the Wheel, who released it on their 1990 album, Keeping Me Up Nights. Brooks & Dunn released it in 91 on their debut album, Brand New Man, helping them make a huge impact on the new country music scene that was hitting in the early 90s. Song is known for its signature line dance, and that line dance originated when a choreographer named Bill Bader noticed the title Boot Scootin' Boogie on the Asleep at the Wheel album and thought it might make a good dance. He came up with the choreography and started teaching the line dance in Vancouver, where it was also known as the Vancouver Boogie. The dance spread to the States, and this became a favorite as line dancing took off. Even bars that didn't specialize in country music began offering line dancing lessons, and this was one of the top reasons. Brooks & Dunn released a mixed dance mix of this one in 93. This is the fourth number one country hit for Brooks & Dunn, all from their album Brand New Man. It was their first single to make a dent on the Hot 100. Here it is, Brooks & Dunn, Boot Scootin' Boogie, on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you by From the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
Past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to Boot Scootin' Boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running, I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, stuck out in the woods to do the Boot Scootin' Boogie. Yeah, you told do-si-do, come on baby, let's go Boot Scootin'. Get down!
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you or the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know what I am. But now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand. Try me, Lord, if you think there's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know. Souls in your hand.
105.5 FM.
Well, I never did crawl and I never did toe the line. No man is master to me. Just can't lose the time or stay behind. Well, I was born to run, to get ahead of the race. And all that I wanted was to be the best, just to feel free and be someone. I was born to be fast, I was born to run. Sometimes I made mistakes.
What's up, guys? It's Maren Morris.
Smoke was coming off my jacket, and you didn't seem to mind. I left a long trail of ashes, and you said I like your style. Now heartbreaking a competition, but I took it in a landslide. The skeletons I wanted to bury, you liked out in the light. You didn't save me, you didn't think I needed saving. You didn't change me, you didn't think I needed changing. My wings are frayed, and what's left of my halo's black. Lucky for me, your kind of heaven's been to hell and back. To hell and back. I wonder how you treasure what anyone would call a flaw. You say a pearl without the pressure wouldn't be a pearl.
Traditional country music is alive and well in the heart of Wisconsin. From Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM. Keep the
105.5 FM.
Man, that play, man can play guitar. Dwight Yoakam, Fast As You Can on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Let's take a look at some news. Reba McEntire is celebrating 23 years since her Broadway debut. She starred in Annie Get Your Gun for a few months in 2001. In a throwback Instagram post, she said, quote, "I never got tired of singing beautiful songs like these, and I always will be grateful I had the chance to play Annie Oakley." You can go ahead and check that out on her Instagram. It's pretty cool, and she did an amazing job. She's very good at what she did. And she's very good at almost everything she does, right? It's Reba. Chris Stapleton released a new single from his 23 album, Higher, called Think I'm in Love with You. He says, quote, "When we were recording it, we were making sure that we were all playing as quietly as possible. And I think that really informs the song." He also recently scored his fourth number one single on the country radio with White Horse. I'm going to play a little bit of him talking about this and him, the instruments and all.
When we were recording Think I'm in Love with You, we were making sure that we were all playing as quietly as possible. And I think that really informs the song.
I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do. It's making me lose my mind. I thought about thinking it through. And every time I do, I find I want to make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you.
Another good song from Mr. Chris Stapleton. And going back in history a little bit, a little early look at our day in history, it's a fun throwback. Does anybody remember when Garth Brooks refused to accept his Artist of the Year award at the AMAs? It happened 28 years ago this week. He took the stage in 96 and said he didn't think he deserved to win over the other nominees, Green Day, Boyz II Men, TLC, and Hootie and the Blowfish. Later on backstage, he said Hootie should have won for single-handedly keeping record stores in business. Darius Rucker would, go of course, shift over a decade later to country music, where him and Garth would be competing and working together on the stage many times, being in fellow shows. It's kind of an interesting moment. Hear Garth for himself here.
The 23rd Annual American Music Award.
The favorite artist of the year is Garth Brooks.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wow, is he young. Oh, wow.
So you'll know right off the bat, I cannot agree with this. Music is made up of a lot of people, and if we're one artist short, then we all become a lesser music. So without any disrespect to the American Music Awards, and without any disrespect to any fans who voted, for all the people who should be honored with this award, I'm going to leave it right here. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's such a solid move. That's such a solid move. If you're not going to accept the award, like for those who don't remember or don't know, during the Academy Awards, Marlon Brando one year didn't accept an award. And he had somebody go up there and accept the award for him, and it had some reasons behind it. But something like this is a little more, I have a message. I have something I want to say, and I'm going to say it. I'm not going to let anybody else do it for me. And the idea of just leaving the award sitting there on the mantle there, that's a baller move. I'm sorry. That's a great move right there. And I like his incentive. I like where he's going with that, what he felt with that. Not only what he said about what Hootie and the Blowfish did with record stores. For those who don't remember, record stores were where you could go to get music back in the day. And for those that don't know, back in the day, you had to go and physically buy music. You couldn't just download it or anything. But it was a great point that he made there. And I think, while I sort of disagree with him, I think he deserved the award. I don't disagree with his sentiment that not only Hootie and the Blowfish, but Green Day, Boyz II Men, a lot of these bands helped record sales, helped keep record stores around, especially small business record stores. Not talking about the big, Capitol Records, places like that. Your mom and pop places. We've got Radio Chaos here in Point, a little ways from us here in Rapids, places like that. I get what he was saying there. And as he's done throughout his whole career, Garth Brooks, he's got something to say. He's going to say it himself, and he's going to do a good job of it, too. We'll take a break. We'll get out of here for a moment. We'll come back. We got good music on the way for you. Merle Haggard, Tracy Lawrence, Waylon Jennings, George Strait, and plenty more coming up for you right here at the Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you by From the Ground Up Coffee Shop in Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, you.
You got beans?
Yeah, man, I got beans. I have coffee beans. Take a whiff.
Mmm, whoa, those are fresh.
I just got done roasting these beans today. You want me to grind you some?
Right on. Can I get a bag to go?
Yeah, we have sample bags right over here.
Wow, man, that's a lot of beans. Hey, what's that?
Coffee cake. Handmade, secret ingredients, love and butter.
I want a piece of that, too.
From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery, downtown Wisconsin Rapids. Family-owned, freshest coffee. Find us on Facebook. This place is awesome.
Did you dodge a bullet this Valentine's year and will be celebrating the Day of Love alone? Well, you're not alone. Here on 105.5 FM WIRI, we are celebrating our singles with fun giveaways. Share your story about how you dodged the bullet on our Facebook page and have a chance to win a basket of gifts provided by area businesses so you can celebrate in style. 105.5 FM WIRI loves this community, and we are here for you.
A little light freezing drizzle, maybe a few flurries this morning, and then mostly cloudy all day. We'll get to 37 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, gradual clearing down to 26. Tomorrow will be better if you like the sunshine. Partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high near 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Central Wisconsin's country legends 24/7.
And be proud of who I am, but they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold. When they let me out of prison, I held my head up high, determined I would rise above the shame. But no matter where I'm living, the black mark follows me. I'm branded with a number on my name. And be proud of who I am, but they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold. If I live to be 100, I guess I'll never clear my name. 'Cause everybody knows I've been in jail. No matter where I'm living, I got to tell them where I've been, or they'll send me back to prison if I fail. Be proud of who I am, but they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold.
Hey, this is Mark Wells on Country Legends 24/7.
Wait a minute. Am I old enough to be a country legend?
Jacob was a dirt poor farm boy, raised at the fork in the road in a clapboard house. Rachel was a land baron's daughter, born with a silver spoon in her mouth. Her daddy said he wouldn't stand Rachel to waste her life with a common man. He tried hard to keep them apart, but you can't draw lines in a young girl's heart. So late one night by the harvest moon, Jacob climbed a ladder up to Rachel's room. He knew his place, it was right beside her. Step by step to her world, head over heels for a brown-eyed girl. And getting caught didn't seem to matter, 'cause heaven was waiting at the top of Jacob's ladder. September, since her daddy found a letter and a note on her windowsill. Swore he'd never forgive them, nothing melts a heart like a grandchild will. Now she climbs up on his knee, says, "Grandpa, tell a story, the one about me." He thinks back and his eyes shine, says, "Listen, child, once upon a time." Late one night by the harvest moon, your daddy climbed the ladder to your mom's room. He knew his place, it was right beside her.
Tracy Lawrence on Time Marches On.
I knew that that record was something special. It had some lyric content that had some shock factor to it. Nobody had ever sung a song that had "smokes a lot of dope" in it. It was pretty cutting edge at the time, which was very appealing to me. I liked the shock factor of it. I thought there was something special about it. A lot of people were very timid about going to those places, but I enjoyed it. My stepfather, who raised me, rest his soul, he passed away a few years ago. He always hated this song because he thought it was about him, and he never liked it because he always felt like there were references in the song. And I kept trying to explain it to him, "Dad, I didn't write this song. It has nothing to do with you." But he was always upset about this song from the very first time he heard it.
Sister cries out from her baby bed. Brother runs in, feathers on his head. Mama's in her room, learning how to sew. Daddy's drinking beer, listening to the radio. Hank Williams sings "Elijah" and "Dear John." And time marches on. Time marches on. Sister's using rouge and clear complexion soap. Brother's wearing beads and he smokes a lot of dope. Mama is depressed, barely makes a sound. Daddy's got a girlfriend in another town. Bob Dylan sings like a rolling stone. And time marches on. Time marches on. The South moves north, north moves south. A star is born, a star burns out. The only thing that stays the same is everything changes, everything changes.
sexy grandma. Brother's on a diet for high cholesterol. Mama's out of touch with reality. Daddy's in the ground beneath the maple tree. As the angels sing an old Hank Williams song, time marches on, time marches on.
This is Country Legends 24/7.
I've always been crazy in the trouble that it's put me through. Been busted for things that I did and I didn't do. Say I'm proud of all of the things that I've done, but I can say I've never intentionally hurt anyone. I've always been different with one foot over the line. I shouldn't complain. I've always been crazy, but it's kept me from going insane. Beautiful lady, are you sure that you understand the chances you're taking loving a free living man? Are you really sure you really want what you see? Be careful of something that's just what you want it to be.
Thanks for calling our Country Legends 24/7 fan line. 800-889-2221.
Hi, my name is Betty. I live in Nakusa, and I listen to your radio station every day. I think you have the best country station around, and I enjoy it all the time. I live by myself, and so it's a lot of company for me, and I just wanted to let you know that I just love it. Keep up the good work.
Hey, this is George Strait.
Gasoline that lights the fire that burns the bridge. Ice creates a water that's no longer running under it. Stool holds a fool that pours the whiskey on his broken heart. Cigarettes create the smoke that hides the lonesome in his eyes. The jukebox plays Hank, I'm so lonesome I could cry. Dance floor holds the folks trying to forget who they are. And that's what happens in every little honky-tonk bar. Friday night, it's a given. I'll be in living. We'll dance on the bar till we're sleeping and off in the car. Monday morning, it's a given. I'll be D-R-A-G-N drag. Happens in every little honky tonk bar. Neon lights flashing bright till you're almost hypnotized. Waitress short skirt gets hit on by every guy. Coming and going, always rolling with the flow. Bartender pouring drinks, cold to go do a shot. You think you're tall and bulletproof until somebody says you're not. You step outside thinking you're gonna show them you are. And that's what happens in every little honky-tonk bar. Friday night, it's a given. We'll be L-I-V-ing living. We'll dance on the bar till we're sleeping it off in the car. Monday morning, it's a given. We'll be D-R-A-G-N dragging. And that's what happens in every little honky-tonk bar. What happens in every little honky-tonk bar? Whiskey is a gasoline that lights the fire that burns the bridge.
George Strait on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you by From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Go start your day over there. Looking at our day in country music, on this day in 1937, born in Pell City, Alabama, was Jeanine Pruitt, country music singer and Grand Ole Opry star, best known for her 73 chart topper, Satin Sheets. On this day in 38, born in Wellston, Oklahoma, was Norma Jean, country music singer who was a member of the Porter Wagoner Show from 61 to 67. She had 13 country singles in Billboard Country Top 40 between 63 and 68. She recorded 20 albums for RCA Victor between 64 and 73 and received 2 Grammy nominations. On this day in 61, Decca Records released I Fall to Pieces by Patsy Cline, taken from her 61 studio album, The Patsy Cline Showcase. I Fall to Pieces was Cline's first number one hit on the country charts. On this day in 81, Kenny Rogers won 4 American Music Awards, including Favorite Country Single, The Coward of the Country. He did not leave any of them on the podium like Mr. Brooks did. He didn't. On this day in 1994, Clint Black, Winona Judd, Travis Tritt, and Tanya Tucker performed at the halftime show, billed as Rockin' Country Sunday, at the Super Bowl. The finale featured a special appearance by Naomi Judd, who joined Winona in performing the Judd single Love Can Build a Bridge, the first major appearance together since their farewell tour in 91. In 2000, Faith Hill performed the national anthem before the Super Bowl at Atlanta's Georgia Dome. There are these rises in country music all the time. That was one of them. And it may have dipped down. I don't know if it ever dips down. It kind of just rises up, and then it stays pat where it is for a while, and then just kind of comes back again. It comes around and does its thing all over again. The idea of country music is risen up in the last year or two or anything. I'm not sure about that. I don't think it ever went anywhere. I think it's always been pretty rock steady at its spot and just kind of doing its thing. We're going to do our thing some more tomorrow. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Get us those requests and let us know. We're rooting for singles around here. Let us know your fun stories about being single and some of that on our WIRI Facebook page. Go ahead and put them up there. And a big shout out to Family Natural Foods sponsoring that. And a big thank you to our friends at From the Ground Up sponsoring this show right here, the Sunrise Show on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI.
Here's what's happening on 105.5.
Our House is live in concert at the McMillan Library Fine Arts Center on February 8th from 7 to 9 p.m. Our House is a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young tribute band committed to igniting the spirit and legacy of one of music's most emblematic ensembles. With precise musical craftsmanship and a heartfelt embrace of CSNY's storytelling ethos, their aim is to celebrate and uphold the music that resonated through their work. That's Thursday, February 8th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the McMillan Library Fine Arts Center. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on.